Hello, dear friends. We're starting our Sunday webinar. Today, Dr. Lightman cannot be with us, so he tasked us with conducting this webinar. And as his students, as instructors, we're ready to speak with you to answer any of your questions. The topic of the webinar is the key to the secrets of the world. And as always, we have in their own studios Alexander Kozlov, Boris Piotrkovsky, and myself, Semyon Vinokur. And again, we're ready to answer all of your questions. Let's talk. We have an opportunity right now. And first, before we start, let's read a good excerpt from the Zohar to get us started correctly, from Song of Songs. It's called "The Wisdom That Man Must Attain." And it says, man must attain the secrets of his Creator to attain himself, where he comes from, where he is going, how the body is corrected, and how he will be judged by the King of all. To know and observe the secret of the soul. What is the soul within him? Where does it come from? Why does it come into the body? Which is, and to come and to feel, to know one's master. It's quite an extraordinary excerpt. It talks about how when the point in the heart awakens in a person, he doesn't know when or why. Person can't do anything but to aspire after it. He already wants to know who he is, how he came to be, where he's going, and so on and so forth. The secrets of the soul and who is in charge of everything. This is where we, how we came here, some people further than others. I came 25 years ago, Alexander came 17, Boris, I think, also about 20 years ago. And this point, it intrigued us. Before then, we were doing our own thing. We were busy with other endeavors. Many of us were very successful. But then this point awakens and it won't let a person be. There is a certain desire that says that there is something higher than this world, something that activates this world. And that is how we begin to grow closer to each other, to understand that only in the right environment can we attain the Creator, this new desire to reveal it more and more. And that is how we come, how we've arrived here at this webinar, to understand what it is to be spiritually born. So this is how we'll begin. And friends, go ahead, continue.
Okay, friends, we see lots of faces, very active, very goal-oriented faces. And of course, we feel that we were brought here by a common desire that I have, and out of this excerpt that we just read, we decided to take certain foundations that we would figure out, and we spoke about when this point within us, when it awakens, and what does it coerce us to do, and what are our priorities. So I want to formulate this goal to get to know ourselves, get to know the Creator. We need to start with ourselves. Who am I? How am I created? How we're advancing to? How am I being corrected? How is my development formulated? And this desire, new desire that we have, and it moves us, and it makes us, forces us to develop, and places questions before us that we ran away from, wanted to hide within my shell, and didn't really ask serious questions. And since we touched this lofty wisdom, we have now an opportunity not to contain ourselves and these questions that we have from the depth of our souls to really expose them and to bravely and maturely, like adults, to really face these questions and understand that they do have answers, and we will receive those answers. And through that, we will secure our inner development, our growth. And through that, we'll be able to discover and study this world, and then reveal the laws and the forces that exist in this world. How can we develop ourselves, and until what degree, so that we would truly be similar to qualities of the Creator and according to the height of our desire. So out of this small point in the heart that has awakened us, this tiny, tiny desire has given us great advancement in our development. We need to continue evolving it so that it would give us revelation of all the mysteries. It would give us a key to all these mysteries. So I'm offering you to ask questions, any kinds of questions according to our method. What do we need to do? How do we need to advance? What do we need to aspire to? And take into account that we have students of Rav Michael Eitman who have gone through a lot of this and are very experienced, and we have tried a lot of these things on ourselves, and we'll gladly answer your questions in that regard. Please continue.
Трансляция на Фейсбуке, на Ютубе с переводами на многие языки. У нас есть аудитория, которая подключена в Galaxy через Zoom. У нас много студентов Mac Online. У нас
we have an audience in Zoom. And we have many students from Mac Online, we have Facebook, etc. So please go ahead and ask your questions. One of the questions from YouTube is, a friend is asking, from what is the point of life? That's his question. I would say that that's something you need to... something that doesn't let you relax, and you need to realize that you have to be honest with yourself, and you found now something that satisfies you, and where we need to discover what we're made of, and that we are made of a desire to receive, and me tomorrow is not me today. I constantly change. So my goals change, and even if I find something that is valuable for myself today, and I lock it up somewhere, and recognize that I found the most valuable thing for me, if tomorrow my values will have changed, then that which I have locked away will no longer have any meaning for me. The goal of life consists of self-discovery. What do I consist of? What is my reality? And that is what this is what Balsalam describes in all of his articles. Rabash details this further, how to attain this. So the important thing is how to attain the purpose of life. In order to do that, you just have to be honest with yourself. That's what I have to say.
Задавайте ваши вопросы больше. У нас уже приходят вопросы и написанные. Вот я вижу, вы в Вильнюсе выскочил вопрос. Сейчас мы спросим ребят. Задавайте ваши вопросы. У нас есть эксклюзивная такая возможность поговорить.
Please go ahead and ask questions, friends. We have a very special opportunity to speak candidly to one another. You can ask any question that relate to the goal of life, the meaning of life, as Boris have mentioned. Even if you had just a thought that appeared, what is the meaning of my life? That is already meaningful. And you could say that this is something that comes from the Creator and has drilled through to your point in the heart. I can speak about the point in the heart endlessly. I am a witness to its existence, and I've seen, I've even had a program called The Point in the Heart, and I saw how people advance based on this point in the heart. I saw people who have an amazing career, a great life, and then all of a sudden something happens, and they get twisted and turned all around, and then all of a sudden, he stands before with a book and cannot stop reading this book. And then he says, I accidentally pressed the button with the channel 66, and that's the channel in Israel, the Kabbalistic channel in Israel, and then he pressed the channel by accident, and then he couldn't take his eyes off it. So that is my intro. Now we have a question from Vilnius. Please go ahead.
Question from Augusta from Facebook. She asks, she says that 36 years ago, she felt during birth that she felt as if she rose above her body, and she asks, what was this experience for me? What does it mean? Thank you.
Okay, well, all right, we didn't discuss who will answer, but I would answer this. Starters, all of the experience that we have from life is not meaningless. Second, the human body is still so unexplored, and we don't know the measure of our potential, what happens to us, in which circumstances things happen, and what's even more interesting is there could be a lot more that could be revealed. That's mysterious. And thirdly, there are witness accounts of people that have felt something. And that's something you can't argue with, because feelings and sensations cannot be argued when a person states that they have felt something. We could think and tie certain things together, but the most important thing that I would like to underline is that in Kabbalah, you don't need to tie yourself to any particular moment in life. You shouldn't speculate that I was shown something and now my life needs to change around that. You had something, you experienced something, you continue your life, you continue living with here and now. What happened in the past is called, there's nothing else besides them. Everything that occurred with me was necessary to bring me to this very moment where I'm at right now. Even if I remember what occurred 36 years ago, that is still in the present moment. So what is occurring now was necessary to happen. And this moment is here in order for me to decide, what do I do next with my life? What should I do? This is within your hands. Every second we make our free choice, and you don't need to think why this occurred. The most important thing is that it did occur, and that is your unique experience. And the most important thing is, what do you do from here on forward?
I would add a little bit more. Indeed, with time, we feel more and more that everything that happens to us is this purposeful governance, that there is a system that impacts me and helps me develop. So no matter what I feel, no matter what happens to me, we truly build the system of influence upon us so that we would move from this point of being stuck and develop into a new state and to move on further in life. Everything is deliberate. Everything happens with purpose. So I wanted to highlight a question from Vadim in our Facebook chat. He asks, what is the beginning of life and its end? And a similar question from someone else. It seems unfair that you live and then you die. Like, what is the point? And truly, a person should not agree that our life is temporary, it's ephemeral. How can that be? The Creator is eternal. The the spirituality is eternal, but I have this point where I'm born and the point where I die. So I think these are the most fundamental questions that a person, when he's born from very early on, he needs to come to grips to this idea that he is going to die someday. So it's very good that we have these questions that arise, that they float up to the surface, and we feel that we need the answers for them. And Kabbalists do give us the answers, a very specific answer, that a person needs to move from these boundaries of time, space, and motion towards maybe not yet the feeling of absolute harmony, but at the very least to this thought of creation, to understand that the thought of creation is just one point, one thought, and all of our data, initial data, everything, all the information is already there. It's just that one point. But for us, it's this tremendous, rich history of ourselves, our souls, the development of them, and we do go through these changes of historical transformational periods, and all nature, all creation is changes, and as our awareness grows from this very short period of a body's existence, it expands to the whole existence of all creation. And up until its full, total correction. So we don't agree with this notion that the body is ephemeral. And all we need to do is to actualize our inner potential. Right now, we've been given this resource, our transient, ephemeral shell, and we can use it to actualize our inner desire and come to attain this perfection and eternity. So let's keep this in mind.
I think it'll be dangerous if we keep adding to one another, so I'll be a moderator. Now, Mach 1, please go ahead. We have a huge amount of friends. Please go ahead, ask questions. Gleb is asking, what is the purpose of revelation of all the secrets, mysteries?
Person feels that he doesn't need to reveal the secrets, and he doesn't need to, but there are those in whom they feel this passionate desire to reveal the secrets. They feel like it's something mystical, something otherworldly at first, and then they realize that it's just something that is hidden, and then when you reveal it, it stops being a secret, as we learn in our secret structure of the universe. That's what it is. And we need to go through these five secret worlds as quickly as possible. And we realize that these worlds actually exist between us. They exist in the unity between us. Even though it seems to be a secret at first, when he begins to do the work and he realizes that the more he goes into these connections between us, he sees how it gets deeper and deeper, and there are so many other secrets in these connections between us.
Now I'll just take one of the questions from Facebook from Mike, and then we'll move to questions from Zoom. The question is, why should there be a purpose, a meaning to everything? Answer. True, yeah. Why do we need to constantly look for meaning? In quantum physics, for example, there are two main directions. There's a group of scientists that believe that it's enough to have enough foundational knowledge and facts, and others will not relax until they understand the purpose and the meaning behind those things. They want to give meaning to everything. So first of all, we can divide people into two categories, those who are looking for meaning and those who don't. Those who belong to a group for whom meaning is not important, then there's nothing you can prove to them. Yeah, you can live your regular life that has no meaning, and then if you take into account that everything is determined, then of course there's no meaning. And just live your life in a normal way. Maybe select a certain ethical foundation that follows you through your entire life, supports your life. And then the other group believes that you can't really be at peace until you figure out the meaning of life. So, similarly, the question is, does the point in the heart, if the point in the heart gets revealed in the person, then that's how they continue.
The question from Elena. Please tell us, if a point in the heart is awakened, what should a person do if he should he start studying at the International Academy of Kabbalah or join a local group to study?
Okay, I'll try to answer. First of all, we need to clarify, what is this desire to try to understand it deeper and what it is? A person doesn't always initially understand what is the point in the heart. He has a certain new sensation, certain questions, and attempts to answer them and tries to figure out how to answer in this world, find answers in this world. It takes time for a person to go through this. He tries different things. He gets disappointed. He makes mistakes. He seeks anything until a person comes to a conclusion and an understanding when he sees the source that fulfills this desire, that this is a desire that pushes him towards the upper world. And then from that point forward, I don't try to fulfill this lack, but I know that I need to attain something that's deep, that something that still is unknown to me. A person begins to read and think, and he goes to different sites, websites, and has questions for people until he gradually comes to a point when he starts to read the correct books that contain experience of people that have attained themselves high spiritual degrees, and it helps for him to bring this point in the heart under the influence of the upper light, and then this desire acquires a more conscious development. And then at some point there appears an answer in his mind. Okay, so I understand that this is the Creator, and now I'm ready to take upon myself something more determined, such as a group and such. We see in our many years of experience that this desire should not be suppressed or shouldn't be rushed. You should gradually, methodically, very carefully develop this point in the heart, which is why our entire work is built upon this. Our materials are very accessible. Our video clips, our lessons, we have Mug TV, all kinds of study programs are made for a person to truly be convinced that this is what I want, this is my source. And it's important for there to always be a certain lack of fulfillment, so that I would constantly want to receive this contact with the source, which is why we gradually try to accompany all of those that come to us, all of our listeners and students, for them to advance gradually. And then our next higher degree is a systematic study of Kabbalah, which talks about how to enter the group, how to build this environment around yourself. So it's a very gradual, careful, methodical process that we try to build in order to help everyone to evolve their desire. The most important thing is for him to feel this and to constantly be in touch with the sources.
Let's go to Armenia. Good day, everyone. Hello. The question for all the hosts, but perhaps to Alexander most of all, as the main instructor of the International Kabbalah Academy, the question is, how can we develop points in the heart and perhaps help other in other countries with their own cultures? How is this connected to the point in the heart? Is it connected?
Well, I'll say right away that all of us, all three of us, are very active instructors of the International Academy of Kabbalah. Maybe some of you have communicated with me, some with others. So I'll just say that we welcome for students for our knowledge to be disseminated in all languages across the world. So if we have students that study in Russian or English or Spanish, they can translate all of this into other tens of other languages, and that's how it does occur. And gradually, we just heard news about Georgia developing the method of Kabbalah there. And then I heard about the same about Kazakhstan and other countries, and I'm talking about those ex-republics of the Soviet Union where Russian is still quite common. But we also have groups in Africa. Our friends, with our help, select the study material and begin translating them to those languages which are suitable for them. But we also understand that people, regardless of their nationality, need to plug in into the spiritual study, because all of us are part of one soul, and all of us need to develop ourselves to this level of perfection. And of course, we teach in all languages.
I want to add my two cents. In our business, there is no issue of mentalities, mindset. The point in the heart, it doesn't split people between mentalities. My closest friends are in my friend Naitan or Shamir, who represents over a billion people in India, and Owen, who represents over a billion and a half in China. You look at Mutlu from Turkey, and you see that there is no difference, no difference at all. Moreover, these are such great friends. You look at them, and you realize that everything, this is all just the invention of our world, of the way that our ego plays with us, but the point in the heart puts everything in place. It's very truthful. The science is very truthful. In other places, you may have a method where you're pushing your ego down, but here you're not. You're rising above it. So there's no difference here. Everyone rises above their ego, whether you're Turkish or Indian or Chinese, it doesn't matter. We're all doing it together. I think that can complement the answer. So we have a Germany.
Не слышно.
We don't hear you.
Вот сейчас слышно.
Now we can hear you.
There is no time. Time is lack. What means this? Time is lack, and how to fulfill this lack? Спасибо.
Я начну отвечать.
Okay, I'll begin the answer. Upper attainment of Kabbalists is that they feel the force that exudes from the Creator. They feel it, they sense it, and from their attainment, they describe how their states change. They say that in spirituality, there is no space, no time, no motion. It's just a change of states. And when we study the four phases of direct light, and the way that the light works and across all of the Pratsufim, when we look at the whole chain, we see what happens, the way it happens. Imagine it as a change of states of what happens, how much time passes between phase Aleph to phase Bet, how much time passes between me wanting one thing and then wanting something else. Thousands of years may pass between these two states, right? So try to understand, there is no time in spirituality. In our material world, time is perceived as this passage, right, of time. But in spirituality, there is a sequence of states that one follows the other. That's how I understood the question.
Sochi, let's go ahead. So a question from our 6-year-old son. Where was I before I appeared in my mother's womb?
Go ahead, Sasha. You take this one.
Oh, all right. That's a very good question. It relates to everyone. We read in Kabbalistic sources that all of us were born as if, were conceived as if in the womb of the Creator, and we were this one soul, and now we are people who live in different bodies, and before that we were within one desire as part of this one big soul, adhere to the Creator, and sometimes we refer to this as the womb of the Creator, where we were together. Then what happened with us? What occurred? Creator has started this program of the thought of creation, the purpose of creation, and then our desire grew, which became different from the Creator. We used to not have any other desires except those of the desires of the Creator, just like a fetus inside a mother's womb doesn't have any desires of his own. So that's how we were. And in the measure of our advancement, we acquired our own desires, opposite to those of the Creator. And then we continued to develop, and shattering occurred, where the Creator shattered into many different pieces. And that's how we appeared in this world, where we're all different. Each one with his own desires wants to realize his own desires in this world until he realizes that he, after all, needs to come back to his father, back to this womb. But in a mature state, first he needs to grow up to become an adult, this Adam, and based on his own personal experience, desire to come to the revelation of the Creator, and needs to overcome lots of things in order to come to this harmony and adherence to the Creator. But already based on acquiring the qualities of the Creator, because we are unable to do this through our egoism. So this 6-year-old, if he since he already has such questions, he has a great path of attainment and awareness before him. He's already asking these questions, then he'll have a great life of attainment, and his parents are also lucky, and hopefully they'll provide him.
Okay,
so what can we say about the child? Torah always talks about a birth of a son. A son is the next spiritual degree, a closer step to the Creator, and that is called the birth of a son. So all of these degrees are already ingrained, and this is just another addition to my desire to love, to bestow. I don't know if this is something that needs to be Okay. Questions, short questions from our chat. I don't know if it's from Facebook or YouTube. Vital is asking, advancement is always tied to the goal of life and with fulfillment? Well, that depends on who you ask. If you ask a physicist, then they'll tell you that it's complete entropy and everything simply attempts to come to complete balance. If you ask a futurist, he'll tell you that we're advancing towards a certain robotization of the world and it's not clear what will happen with people. If you turn to Kabbalists that study how the world is built and what is the essence of it, then they talk about a development of desires that develops according to certain degrees. And prior to appearance of a human being that wants many things and many complex things, then this person develops until they come to ask the questions about the purpose of their life and how is this person governed through fulfillment. If this question would be asked of a Kabbalist, then it's clear that there cannot be advancement without one touching upon the meaning of life and without it being connected to fulfillment. Okay, Michael, go ahead.
Good morning. We have a question from friends from Czechoslovakia campus. The question is, what is the goal of Kabbalists at this time?
Сегодня как никогда.
Today, like never before, since we have been talking about this epoch of the virus, so now more than ever, the goal of a Kabbalist is to tell a person is that his goal is, his purpose is to become similar to the nature within which he dwells. We need to become similar to only one law. Love and bestowal. Do we correspond to it? We see that we don't. We see that we have resistance to come closer to one another, to develop certain good relations with one another. That's because of our egoism. So we need to work with one another and we need to explain to a person that his main purpose is to come closer to this law. And then all of the suffering will end, all of our, then a completely different period in life will begin. If we're within this law of love and bestowal, if we correspond to it, then why do we need to be pushed? Why would we need these viruses and suffering? We wouldn't need them, would not. So our entire goal, job, as our teacher says, he constantly utters the word unity, connection. So our job is to reestablish this connection. We lost it. Our main job, goal is to tie these loose ends back together, to see one another, to feel one another, and thereby come closer to this law. Especially now in our last generation, I'm a screenwriter by my profession, but no one could have written the screenplay that is occurring now. Hollywood pales in comparison to this, to really touch everyone, basically everyone, for everyone to be touched with this thought, why is this happening, what do I do, what will happen with me? A person that was pushed by his business, lived well, perhaps, and all of a sudden he has this thought, why is this happening? Why is this occurring? So this is the time of the last generation. This must have occurred in this generation. So now we need to come closer to what nature demands of us, to good relations between us. I wanted to read one question from YouTube. Marina is asking,
Появился опять.
Dear hosts, did you find meaning of your lives or not? Very good question. Sometimes this question is asked in a different way. In what can one realize the meaning of his life, to realize the quality of bestowal that we still don't really understand what it is, and we try to realize it. So I can speak of myself only. I'm sure that all of our teachers and colleagues will say similarly, that each within each one of us arises in the measure of our internal advancement, occurs an opportunity to realize our goal in life, which is to help everyone who has a desire, with whom a desire is revealed, to connect this desire with the source of fulfillment, not to annoy them or lecture them or certain long stories, but to truly help people to tune themselves onto this source of development, of fulfillment. This is something that all the members, all of my colleagues, are helping one another to do. And I think we're able to do this little by little, and we're able to explain this and to show materials and to carefully hint at this. We're able to help to connect a person's desire to the source of his fulfillment, what is fulfilling him, the Kabbalistic source, the internal source. And from this, all of us receive great fulfillment and realization of our life. And to include into this understanding, to establishing these connections with one another. So we are completing one another with this desire, and by that we're realizing our common purpose in life. Thank you.
Let's go to Mark 1.
Yes, Ekaterina.
Ekaterina asks from Moscow. Is it only the wisdom of Kabbalah that allows one to attend the Creator?
Более микрофон.
Микрофон, да.
Только ли? Oh, right, the microphone. Is it only the wisdom of Kabbalah? A person can only answer this question for himself. If a person who sees the truth, who have attained it and is certain 100%, but then you ask him, are you certain that's the case? Or maybe there's something else? Or maybe, but to what extent are you certain? If the person gives the answer, can this answer be trusted or not? The Kabbalists that have attained it and passed this method onward over thousands of years, in terms of experience accumulated, this method cannot be compared with any other. There is a professor of chemistry that made a statement that the amount of experimental material that has accumulated in Kabbalah cannot be compared with any other discipline. So, if these people claim that this is what they have felt, then that must be the case. If you trust them, if you feel that it's something else, that the floods of other people that are making all sorts of other claims, please go ahead. You're free to investigate, to check for yourself. The key is to not stop, to be truthful with yourself, to be always asking, and to investigate it on your own. The Kabbalists tell us that this is the truth, this is the method, but it's not something that anyone can answer but yourself. Of course, if you ask me, right, then this may sound bold, but yeah, this is the method. There is no other method. This is the one that can bring us to the Creator.
a person is where his ego allows to be. Some people are calm and they don't need to explore further. But for some, this question always arises. They seek, and as a result, they come to Kabbalah. Kabbalah existed before all religions, all faiths. It's basically a foundation of everything. I'll tell you quickly, in the very beginning when I started studying, I'm a living proof of the point in the heart. I was a screenwriter, or a director rather, and I had a job to film a lot of wise people, sages, so to speak. And so I had a lot of time to compare these people, and so I had time to travel around the country and to film these people. I listened to everyone, these profiles, and I came and did one more profile of our teacher. And so I had time to compare. I felt that here there's this something's unproven, here's something very unfounded, and I was able to compare. And this is how people really go through. They circle and circle and circle until they come to the target and hang on to it.
Latin 4 has been, they've been waiting to ask a question for a long time. Please go ahead.
Sí. Buenas tardes, apreciados amigos. Una pregunta para Semyor. Yo le di el libro El Cabalista y de verdad me conmocionó bastante.
Escucha, José.
Good day. I gave one of my friends the book, The Cabalist. I handed him the book, Simeon's book, The Cabalist, and I wanted to ask a question. Not clear what the question was. The story touched me very much. What can Simeon tell us about it?
Because we have this webinar that we're all part of together, it's not my hour. So, just very briefly, some articles from Shamati, from Baal Salam, but main articles of Baal Salam, all of it went into was framed against history, against the history of Baal Salam. It was a work of creative work. So there was a little bit of embellishment, perhaps, but 80% of the work, 80% of the material was Baal Salam's articles and his biography. And that's why it works on our friends, because they feel that this is my, this is our teacher. I wrote it years ago, and I don't even remember anymore, to be honest. Right now I'm working on a different book called The Last Generation. It's about all of you friends. I want to write about all of you. Let's keep going.
Mark 1, go ahead.
Екатерина
is asking, I still can't understand how do you explain that each one of our thoughts and actions is not free willed but dictated by the Creator?
May I begin? I was always intrigued by this question. My parents were engineers. I don't know how, but if the Yapa force exists, then how can you make it so that everything can be observed? What kind of a computer can you make in order to be able to prognose, forecast every single step and observe everything? How can that be possible, even technically, from a technical standpoint? So when I came across Kabbalah, that says the exact opposite, that the desire exists. And the desire, when the desire wants something, you don't need to be observed. You don't need to be governed or punished. The very fact that you want something, that's it. That is already creation. So what the Creator has created, He did it once. He created a creature, created being, and as it develops and as it realizes what it needs, what it wants, what it's made of, it's self-sufficient, you can say. And it doesn't need any more adjustment. There is the upper light that is essentially pushing and developing anything and everything. But perhaps this will help answer your question. How the Creator knows everything and governs everything after He has created us, and now we want something. That's it. From here, the only question is, can you want something independently? Can you do something that is not pre-programmed in us to begin with? But after you already want something, you don't need to be observed. Mach 2 now? Go ahead, Mach 1 then. Stefan.
Question from Gary from Armenia. We've been listening to you for a year, and I know that I'll be changed significantly if I come to the group. Question is, how will Kabbalah influence my psyche?
What can I say? You can listen to all the drivel that is all over the internet. The internet is huge, but look at us. Look, I've been studying for 25 years, practically since the beginning of the group. Boris and Sasha almost as long as well. And I'm being honest with you. These terrible changes, terrible states, all these things, it's all imaginary. All of our states, it's constantly trying to draw closer to one another, to understand one another, to become one whole, one heart, one desire. You can continue after me right now. This is all that the Wisdom of Kabbalah talks about, because that's what the Creator is like. He is one. And within this law of oneness, singularity, that's where we exist. And we must conform, be like this law, to become like this one law. And that's it. Boris just spoke about it. There's one desire. That's it. That's why we want to rise above the ego. And that's what one is scared of. That's what the scary story is all about, because that's what we don't want to do, to rise above our ego. We can keep talking on and on about it.
We have an entire Facebook channel, and he probably selected a question from there.
Привет из Болгарии.
Hello from Bulgaria.
Смотрится в Болгарии во Фейсбуке и во Ютубе.
This program is being watched in Bulgaria on Facebook and on YouTube. And the question is, what will humanity be like, and how can we influence our future going forward? That's for Sasha right there.
Okay. Kabbalists say the following. We are creating, building our own future in the measure of our internal advancement and the entire humanity, especially those that have a ripened desire. Those are us, a desire that understands where we need to come to. So the difference is big here. what does the upper force want for us to get closer to it, to be closer to it in our qualities, so that we would receive the Creator to be revealed before us, so that we'll be able to fulfilled by it. So probably what we feel is we still need have a lot of work before us so that the entire humanity would come to this state. We see that at the moment humanity is completely opposite to this. Kabbalah sometimes use these phrases that our generation is similar to the face of a dog. We're completely opposite to a state of harmony and perfection. So I think what we need to understand is this: only by passing, only by truly trying to include ourselves in these qualities of the Creator and to show these qualities to one another, we can soften or change this program that influences upon us, this good force that wants to build out of us one soul, one system that is harmonious to it. And we need to understand that this is a huge job before us, and perhaps not everything has been revealed before us, that which needs correcting. And we need to understand that our future internally is greater and greater connection and revelation of the qualities of the Creator. And from the Creator's side, it's His work is to push us towards that. Today it's with the help of coronavirus. Tomorrow perhaps it's through certain economic woes, certain things we'll go through together in the future. But we need to understand that we feel an opportunity to develop each other, ourselves, and to feel this state of perfection regardless of these external images that we're shown, to rise above that which separates us towards harmony and the right connection. And that is really the essence of our job. And the job of the Creator is like in a family. You are raising a child. What can you show him? Perhaps certain studies or certain obstacles to overcome so that he would become a real strong person. So Creator does everything so that we would come to this harmony and the state that we see before us, and that which we'll see in the future we can call the good governance and a bright future that is being revealed before us.
A small addition, a question from YouTube. Why are people fearing to look at their future? It's to continue this question.
Well, I'll continue that we see that external picture that is being revealed before us, it's showing us our internal imperfections, and that we must feel. The world is not becoming scary or is changing its attitude towards us, but on the opposite, we are given an opportunity to reveal that which is not corrected within me in order for me to become kinder. I would become a more bestowing, more giving, would become more amicable towards others. All of us are constantly receiving these opportunities in order to develop this common organism based on good. We can see that our past life prevented us from developing. Everyone wanted to live a nice life and wanted to build their own nest and completely forgets about the goal of and the meaning of life. As soon as they're shaken up, they start to think, what is the purpose of life? How do I develop? How do I help others? How do we build proper relationships between us? So we know for sure that any kind of influence upon us leads us towards a better internal state, to a greater and greater revelation of greatest qualities within us and towards one another.
So we are coming to an end of our webinar. Dear friends, the time really flew by. I wanted to tell a few more stories, but maybe next time. We're out of time. So all the best to you, all the luck on this path. It's not simple, but it's the only path for us. It's exalted, it's truthful, it's all kinds of things. So hold on to each other. We will hold on to each other. We will meet again at webinars, at lessons. We will ask questions and answer them truthfully. What can we wish our friends, Boris?
Wish you health, to be honest with yourself. Don't stop seeking. If you have a point in the heart that was born, then use it to the very end to figure out why am I not at peace with myself and to discover what is the meaning of your life. And if you're able to pass this on to others, then this will be a treasure that will warm you throughout your life.
We have half a minute left, and friends, I just want to say one last thing. I was always shocked at how Baal Salam, after all the books, I've read in all the books, teaching of the Tansfilot, Book of Zohar, and he writes, what will be the generation of the future? And after all of that, he wrote this article. He asked this question. Right, that was the purpose, that was the goal of the Kabbalist, to bring humanity to a just, pure society. So thank you very much. Until we see each other again, take care.